This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Mary Ramon, R-A-M like Mary, O-N like November. Date of birth, December 25th, 1939. I'll also add to the doctor's, Dr. Pacis, P-A-C-I-S, fax 989-802-8418. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Ramon with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 9th of 2024. Her worst complaints are overactive bladder symptoms where she urinates every 1 to 2 hours during the day and at night. She wonders if there's anything that can do that would help that. She has seen a urologist in the past, but didn't feel that anything he offered was especially helpful and didn't seem to change the symptoms. She's had some very strong smelling urine and wonders if she had a urinary tract infection. But the urine was checked recently and does not look like she has a recent or a current UTI. And she does have shortness of breath with exertion. She had a recent echocardiogram to check the status of her valvular regurgitation of the mitral and tricuspid valves. She will be seeing Dr. Pacis, P-A-C-I-S, again in October for further evaluation. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Chronic dyspnea on exertion. Occasional dyspnea at rest, not recently. And no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Currently, minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications, she takes Lasix 40 milligrams every other day, and the urination does not change even if she takes Lasix or doesn't take it. Either day seems to be the same amount of urine and the same frequency of urination. And metoprolol is 50 milligrams twice a day, and hydralazine 25 milligrams twice a day. Other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 155 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 62 and regular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 74. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. She has a grade 2 over 6 systolic murmur at the base, best auscultated at the base of the heart, abdomen soft, no ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 24th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.26, estimated GFR is 42. Calcium is 10.3. The albumin is 3.9, sodium 135, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 24, liver enzymes are normal. And the CBC was most recently done April 24th, 2025. Hemoglobin was 11.3, normal white count, normal platelets, phosphorus 3.2, and intact parathyroid hormone was 87.9. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, congestive heart failure with symptoms of shortness of breath with exertion, followed by Dr. Pacis. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.